Hello, hello, and welcome back to Ryan Blue Reads to You. I'm your host, Ryan Blue. I'm here reading another little chapter from Kelson J's book, After the Bar Closes. It is her second book. I'm super, super stoked. The reason I'm reading this is because I will be doing an interview with Kelson J as soon as that little minx makes some time for me. But other than that, I hope you enjoyed this chapter, because let me tell you, I did. Here we go. It is called Chapter 8 from Kelson J's novel, her second novel, After the Bar Closes. It is titled The Surprised. "Why didn't you tell me?" he typed angrily to me. "Tell you what?" I questioned, knowing full well what he was referring to. "You didn't share with me." He was even madder now. It was obvious by the way his messages were coming in quickly. "I don't have to share everything with you, do I?" I typed back, getting pissed off at his line of questioning. "You promised," he stated. "You promised too," I wrote back, worried this might push him away, but at the time, not caring. "You know I like to hear. You know I like to watch," he reminded me as he ignored my comment about his promise to sleep with me. "Yes," I replied, knowing he was referring to my steamy dinner date with the Cuban. "You still want to hear about it?" I asked. "Of course," he sent back. Seeing my phone light up this much for my Italian was a bit surprising. "Then meet me again," I coaxed. "I want to see you. You promised we would be together again," I reminded him. I knew I had to play my Italian's game to get what I wanted, and what I wanted was one lust-filled night with him. This time, I wanted him to show me how much of a man he really was. "Okay," he replied. "Okay, what?" I questioned, never really fully knowing what his messages really meant. "Okay, but I want you to show me what you're going to wear," he demanded. "Fine," I told him, rolling my eyes, but enjoying that I was finally getting my way. "Are you going to tell me?" he asked. "Tell you what?" I questioned, figuring he was back to talking about the Cuban. "Tell me what the Cuban did to you. You know, it makes my cock throb," he reminded me. "Of course I will tell you, but I would rather show you," I slyly replied. My Italian fired back, a devil face emoji with "soon." "Soon?" Like I haven't heard that a million times before. The thought that bounced around in my head every time I would talk to my Italian. Often weeks would go by between our messages. In the beginning, I heard from him nonstop as his desire to have phone sex with me was strong. There were times when I would share my steamy nights with the Russian with my Italian, and he would be quick to have me call him so he could hear my voice, give him all the sexy details while he stroked his throbbing cock on the other end of the phone. And then there were times when I would share with him, and he would seem cold, distant, uninterested, or perhaps even a little jealous. I recall once I even accused him of being married when he acted as though he wasn't turned on, or even rattled by my oversharing. He acts as though he is always hiding something, and even after being with him twice, the thought still crossed my mind periodically. And yet, he has adamantly denied it, even saying, "Don't ask me again." So I stopped pressing. "I have a surprise for you," my Italian texted as I was getting ready for our date. "You do?" I excitedly typed back, remembering our first date with Thomas the waiter. "Show me what you're wearing," he demanded. Knowing that my outfit was a huge part of his kink, I had bought a new dress that hugged all of my curves. It was cream in color, a shade I had rarely wore. But I had been working out a lot and was feeling good about my body. It zipped up at the back, the long gold zipper starting at the base of my neck and fell all the way to the body of the hemline just below the knee. The front of the dress had a very loose but low scoop neckline that purposely exposed the lace for my cream bra that I chose. I paired it with a black silky pair of thong panties and a red pair of high leather heels. I decided to curl my freshly done hair and loosely piled on top of my head in a messy yet planned bun with a large gold clip, allowing some of the purple streaks to blend with the brown waves that flowed across my forehead. I knew my Italian would approve when I sent him a selfie after I topped off my lips with bright red lipstick. "Sexy," he sent back. "You remember where you're going?" he questioned. "Yes," I told him, vaguely remembering the drive to the condo that first night we were together. "Good. Your surprise will be waiting," he typed. "Don't be late." I pulled my car into the back lot of the building, I had been to once before. My Italian had left me explicit instructions to meet him in the front office. The 6-story condo was located in the art district in the heart of the city, and while the unit I had slept in was completed, it seemed many weren't as I passed a few construction men in the foyer. One of the men in particular had looked up at me and gave me an odd grin, almost as though he knew something I didn't. I could hear the echo of my heels in the hall every time I took a step towards the office. It was obvious no one had moved into any of the units yet, as the metal mailboxes adjacent to the office window hadn't been fully installed. There was a faint sound of music coming from the front entrance where the construction crew had music playing, and the further that I got from them, the quieter it had gotten. The door to the office was slightly open. I knocked once and then again. No one answered, so I slowly pushed it open. The room was empty. Only a large, dark, mahogany desk was featured in the middle of the room with a chair on either side of it. A laptop sat on top of the desk, and the window beside it had blinds hanging. I walked in and just stood there waiting for my Italian to arrive. I paced the floor back and forth, peeking out the half-closed blinds. I periodically checked my cell to see if there were any missed messages from my Italian. Nothing. Typical, I thought. He always keeps me waiting, and yet he had the nerve to tell me not to be late. I was getting frustrated. After all, I had taken the time to get all dolled up for an afternoon surprise, and the bastard couldn't even be on time. With my back to the door, I heard it open and a voice say, "Hi, have you been waiting long?" The voice was deep, deeper than my Italian's, and it wasn't a voice I recognized. Turning quickly on my heels to see, I stammered, "I just got here. You are?" I questioned him. "I'm sorry," he said. "I'm Eric. I was told to meet you and the mister here. He told me he has a surprise for you," he replied, looking me up and down, his gaze slowing at my cleavage and smiling from ear to ear. Oh shit, I thought. This is my construction worker fantasy, I yelled in my head. In one of our kink talks on the phone, I had told my Italian that there was a real gritty sexiness to a man who worked with his hands. One who wore ripped, faded jeans, a tight white t-shirt, and that hideous neon safety vest. I stared back at Eric and nervously smiling, thinking, yes, he fits the mold. Taking a much better look at him now, I could see he was no stranger to manual labor. His skin was tanned from probably many hours outside. He was wearing a pair of loose-fitting, faded, ripped jeans that hung low at the waist and exposed the top of his briefs. His white t-shirt was tight and hugged him nicely, showing off his defined arms and what looked like a skull tattoo with script peeking out from below the sleeve. I couldn't quite make out what it said without having to move closer to him. He was average height with black hair that had been shaved closely to his head, dark blue eyes and facial hair that covered nicely over his full red lips and down into a goatee at his chin and jawline. A thick silver chain hung around his neck. He stepped into the office fully and walked slowly towards me. "He told me to keep you company until he got here. Is it okay that I ask your name?" he questioned. "Oh," I stumbled over my words. "I'm sorry, I'm Tare," I told him as I backed myself towards the desk that was behind me. "You're beautiful, Tare," he told me as his pace got quicker before he stopped to lean against the wall by the window. "That dress looks amazing on you," he mentioned. I smiled, not knowing fully what to say or do in this situation. I was nervous, but not enough to go running out of the office door. I was more curious and maybe even a little excited. Eric was really nice to look at, and as he got closer to me, I could tell he smelled nice too. I'm not sure what I was expecting him to smell like, maybe like he had been working, but his scent was pleasant, rather sexy really. The door swung open once more and my Italian walked in. Closing it slowly behind him, "I see you've met Eric," he said nonchalantly. I smiled back at him. "I did." "Good," he replied as he walked towards me. "Man, he looks delicious," I thought to myself as my Italian got closer to me. He was dressed in a dark suit. It was my first time seeing him like that. He loosened his red tie as he got closer to me. "You look sexy," he told me as he slowly caressed my cheek with the back of his hand. It got harder for me to steady my breathing as he did. My heart was racing, and I thought he may see it come out of my chest at any moment. Eric stood off to the side, watching as my Italian gently placed his lips on mine and gave me a sweet kiss. "Turn around for me, please," He motioned with his hand. I want Eric and I to see how beautiful you look, he said in a quiet, commanding voice. I turned my body around slowly, my eyes locking with Eric's for a moment, until I was once again face to face with my Italian. Come here, Eric, I heard him say, as he placed his hands on both my shoulders and turned my body slightly away from him. My back was now facing Eric's. As he approached me, Tara needs help out of this sexy yet very restricting dress. Would you mind doing the honors? He asked Eric as he pointed to the full zipper at the back of the dress. I could hear my heart pounding faster. Breathe. I kept telling myself as I felt Eric unlatch the hook at the top of my zipper and slowly peel it down to the hem of my dress, fully exposing my backside now. My Italian reached his arm behind me and gently removed the clip I had holding my loose curls to the top of my head, allowing the brown waves fall and land on my shoulders. That's better, I heard him say with a smile. Eric, I think this dress needs to come off now, he told me in a matter-of-fact way. What do you think? He asked Eric as I stood there, my feet feeling like lead stuck to the floor and my body beginning to shake with an excitement of adrenaline. I think you're right, I heard Eric reply in his rugged, deep voice. I could feel the warmth of Eric's hands as they gently touched my shoulders, beginning to peel his new dress off me slowly, allowing it to fall to the ground. I stood there in my red heels, black silky thong, and cream lacy bra. I glanced at my Italian to see him give Eric a nod. From behind me, I could feel the warmth of Eric's mouth as it grazed the back of my neck when he swept my hair with his hand off to the side, sending shivers down my spine. My Italian came to stand before me now, and suddenly I was sandwiched between the two steamy men, one I desired the most and one I just met. Eric's callous hands massaged my shoulders, making their way down to the sides of my arms to my hands as he then raised both my arms over my head. My Italian smiled and winked at me as a low moan of excitement came out of his mouth. While Eric stood holding my hands over my head, my Italian began to trail his fingers down the side of my face, my neck, grazing the side of my breasts and stopping at my hips where his fingers locked on my thong. With both his hands, he slowly lowered my panties to my ankles as I felt Eric drop my hands to unlatch the back of my bra. My Italian took over where Eric left off and pulled both bra straps over my shoulders, releasing my breasts and exposing my erect nipples. In the quiet, empty office, I stood naked. I was fully exposed to both men. A part of me was freaking out inside, while the other part of me, the bigger part, was telling myself that this was something I had fantasized about for so long now. And my Italian was giving me what I had asked for. I longed to feel him inside of me. The play on the phone was hot, and his tease was even hotter. But this was going to be the moment I'd been waiting for. I was sure of it. No one was speaking. The energy in the room was filled with pure anticipation and horniness. I watched as my Italian removed his suit jacket and carefully placed it on the back of the chair behind the desk. Returning to me, as he was undoing the button to his fly, moving his body closer to mine, he picked up my one hand and placed it inside the fly of his pants. I felt the bulge of his underwear swell when I grabbed hold of his cock and I whispered, "Is your cock throbbing for me?" "It is," he quietly replied, "and so is Eric's," he told me. "Are you going to be my naughty girl?" he questioned me. "You know I like to watch." I smiled back at him. "Yes," I told him, "I want to be your naughty girl. I want to be your slut." I agreed, feeling now the warmth of Eric's hands come from behind me and grab a hold of both my breasts. Pressing his hard body against my naked ass, I could feel his cock was also erect. I closed my eyes while I felt the stranger of this construction worker play with my nipples, making my pussy wet. "You like that, don't you?" I heard my Italian say. "Look at me," he demanded. I opened my eyes to see him standing before me with his cock in his hand. "Tell me you want to be my slut," he said sternly. "I need to hear you say it again," he whispered as he stroked his hard cock slowly now. Eric was kissing the back of my neck now while his hands continued to fondle my breasts, making the moisture between my legs grow. I reached behind me and held on to his head, pulling his body closer into mine. I inched my body towards the desk. Staring at my Italian, I told him, "I want to be your slut." I laid the front of my body against the mahogany desk. I could hear the belt of the construction worker fall to the ground, and his pants soon followed as he pushed my body further onto the top of the desk. My Italian, with his cock still in his hand, had gone now to have a seat in the chair as he could get a better look at my face. I gripped the edge of the desk with both hands as I felt Eric spread my ass cheeks and shove his hard cock into my pussy from behind. Keeping my gaze on my Italian, I watched him stroke his cock faster with every pump Eric made in me. My breast slid against the cold desk and my clit swelled with every jerking motion. Eric was panting faster now as he continued to fuck me while I moaned and groaned, telling my Italian, "I'm your naughty girl. You like watching me, don't you?" I yelled at him. "Yes," he panted as his breathing became labored. Watching his cock slide in and out of his hand while being fucked from behind was a real turn-on, and I knew I was going to come soon. "Kiss me," I demanded. "I want you to kiss me," I screamed, barely getting the words out as the sweat dripped down my back and ass while feeling Eric's swollen cock inside me. "I will," my Italian replied, still pounding his hand with his cock. "I need to come first," he told me. Gripping onto the desk harder now, the urge to orgasm grew stronger. Hearing Eric behind me begin to struggle to hold onto his orgasm, likely waiting until my Italian was done with his, I yelled, "Fuck me, Eric, make me come. Make my Italian come for me." Both men got more excited. My Italian could barely keep his cock in his hand as his jerking got a lot quicker, and Eric continued to pump his cock deeper and harder in me with every thrust. "Oh my God, I'm gonna come," I heard my Italian whisper, looking at me, a sweat bead trickling down the side of his face. "Okay, baby," I told him, panting and staring at him with his cock in his hand. "I want you to come for me. Come, damn it," I yelled as my pussy clenched harder onto Eric's cock. The juices flowed out of me as my body released and exploded with an orgasm, feeling Eric come at the same time. Everything happened so suddenly, and then it was over. The room got quiet. Eric stayed still inside me for a moment, trying to catch his breath before he pulled his dripping wet cock out of me. I laid on the desk for a minute, trying to also catch my breath, watching as my Italian once more cleaned himself off, tucking his now limp cock back into his suit pants. Leaning towards me with his mouth, he gently placed a kiss on my tired lips. "Now, how is that for a surprise?" he asked me as he stood up from the chair, fixing his tie and throwing his suit jacket over his arm. I slid my body off the desk, and while reaching down to pick up my garments, I watched my Italian see Eric to the door. Eric pulled up his zipper, smiled at me as he walked back out of the office the way he came in. "You okay?" my Italian asked me. "Yes, I'm good," I sighed, my body still shaking as I quickly threw my clothes back on. "Good. I have a meeting to attend. I will touch base with you soon," he said as he brushed his hand across my shoulder and kissed me on the cheek. And then he turned and walked out of the door, leaving it open slightly as he did. I will have to say, every fucking time I read anything from Kelson J, I'm freaking sweating that I have to take my shirt off because I'm freaking dying. And then of course, what happens? Then I get horny, nobody else is here, I'm all by myself, so what choice do I have? Well, we all know what's gonna happen because I'm pretty sure the good majority of you are doing the exact same thing during COVID. Self-isolation, if you're single, virtual dating can only go so far. And we know we're all freaking jerking off or rubbing one out. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed that little chapter from Kelson J's second book, After the Bar Closes. And I am hoping to get my little Kelson J's ass into the studio again so that we can do another episode and talk about all things Kelson J, all things Italian, all things awesome. Until then, this is Ryan Blue from Ryan Blue Reads to You. Sweet dreams.